Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Podcast One presents Starving for Attention with Richard Blaze, an entertaining behind-the-scenes look at the world of food, where you'll hear from anyone and everyone from the culinary industry, including restaurateurs, TV hosts, celebrity chefs, producers of your favorite cooking shows, and many more. Now, here's your host, Richard Blaze.
Hey. What's going on, everyone? Richard Blaze, Jasmine Blaze here, straight off of a plane. I am...
talking like Dr. Seuss?
Straight out of a car, you are. I wanted to do the gig. There's a gig we have. It's for a boat show.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do a show called Goats on Boats.
Yeah.
Where I interview like the best of the best, but on like cool boats.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That sounds fun.
Kind of got a little bit like the Seinfeld comedians in cars.
It does.
Then I'd have to become like a big yacht guy, which I think could be fun. Don't you think?
I don't know. I don't know any big yacht guys. I'm not sure.
That's true.
I'm not sure I would want you to.
Yacht guy.
Yeah.
I'd be a small yacht guy. Speaking of yachts, Newport Beach, Wine and Food Festival. Always lots of beautiful boats hanging right there in the harbor.
Yeah, right in the marina there.
And this episode, spoiler alert, I'm not even sure, Jasmine, if it is a podcast.
We weren't. We weren't sure, I think, about 5 minutes in that it was going to be an episode. It was a lot of fun and kind of reminded me of what you said about comedians in cars getting coffee with Seinfeld. This is kind of like chefs in the morning eating breakfast after a festival night. Maybe.
Yes.
Right? Like it's something along those lines.
So paint us the picture. Originally, it was supposed to be.
Yeah. So, our amazing booker, Kirsten, set up with the festival to have Brooke Williamson and Shirley Chong together.
Podcast favorites.
Combo. There was actually a moment where we were like, maybe we should split them up and do them singularly episodes, mostly just for our own selfishness because it would be two episodes instead of one. But we decided to just go forward and do them two together. And, well, as we know, they don't travel alone. So they brought Casey Thompson with them. And,
yes.
And then they had Antonia on speed dial or FaceTime speed dial.
Mm. So somehow what was supposed to be two people coming to a podcast ended up being four.
Ended up being four
three
with
three mics.
With three mics. We were down a mic to begin with. So we only had three mics for the what was going to be four of us.
Right.
But then it ended up being six of us with three mics.
Ooh.
So there's all kind of like, listen, you're going to miss some stuff that's said in here. You can always DM me and I can tell you what Casey's saying under her breath over there.
Which is perhaps the best part,
yes.
Not to get too far ahead. I would say that if you categorize our podcast episodes, this one definitely is fly on the wall. A bunch of friends hanging out, talking
definitely.
About things
this
that you
is
might
just
not
like,
know the inside joke about.
Yeah, this is just like you are at breakfast pretty much with us because it did turn into breakfast as well.
Yes, this episode could be called Casey Thompson's Here as well or Antonia Eats Breakfast. A lot of different things happening. But Shirley Chung and Brooke Williamson, Casey Thompson and Antonio LaFaso at the Newport Beach Wine and Food Festival. Speaking of festivals, before we get into this insane episode,
okay,
you brought to my attention an article that just came out, Hot Topic.
Oh, yeah. Hot Topic. They always hate when we put in the sound effects ourselves.
Sorry, guys. And girls.
So the LA Times, I think, just put up an article. I think it was over this weekend. With the Southern Foodways Alliance as well, like Combo Investigative Journaling, about food festivals and about how they pretty much, make their way by not paying the chefs and restaurants that participate in them. Oops.
Yeah. And
knocked
you're fired
over my
up
can.
About it. You're
fired
knocking
up.
Over cans. I think we have dived a little bit into this festivals.
So. Yeah.
Festivals can be weird. They're all different.
They're all different. Yep.
It's a nuanced conversation for sure, but traditionally and it's gotten a lot better is, the mall does an event and a bunch of restaurants come and they hand out free samples, right?
Right.
And this is where really like the baseline of it is, what does the restaurant
get?
We
would see a lot of these emails come through when we were like in Atlanta before Top Chef or maybe in the early days of Top Chef where come out, bring your restaurant out. You can serve, 500 portions of two bites of food. And we're not going to pay you, but the exposure is really great. We're going to be in these different publications and... that's it, right?
Yes. And, you know, and what usually
happens, don't get a lot of those type of asks.
No, but we have.
But our restaurants
right?
do, yeah.
Exactly. And restaurants do, and everyone knows what we're talking about. And, it be, you know, listen, the fact of the matter is it's up to the business to make the determination. Is it worth the PR value or the cost, right? Is the cost worth the PR value?
Right.
Or if you're selling 1,000 samples, you know, right. for 8 hours on a Saturday somewhere,
right?
You know, how many of those people, which what a marketer would, I mean, if you get, you know, 5% of those people that then come through your restaurant, it's probably successful.
Yeah.
But it costs money, and depending on the festival, depending on the organizers, will depend on how much they actually cover the ingredients or the cost, the labor, or all of this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact that it can be just, you know, long bearing days. I think the article mentions that, like, you know, at some of these festivals, people are just there to eat free food and they're,
yeah. Well, I mean, you see the other side of it is that people pay $100, $200, $1,000, depending on the festival, you know, to attend. And there are a lot of people out there that just want their money's worth. They want to eat $100 worth of food and $100 worth of wine, and they want that tally to work out, you know? So, like, it gets ugly when, you know, you have, like, you know, a restaurant that's pushing and trying to get food out, but there's a long line and people are yelling for it or whatever, you know, like there's always people grabbing for free stuff. And it's just an interesting, it's a really interesting article. I suggest, you know, give it a read. But I think it's food for thought, you know, but I, you know, weird placement of this because Newport has never been like that. They've been amazing to us.
Yeah.
So this has nothing to do with Newport, you know, wine and food, but there's, you know what, I mean, every A, B, C, D level city, I feel like, has some sort of food festival now.
Right. I'm coming back right from New York City.
Oh, that's, you know, an A city. Yeah.
Food festival, which is a big one. Sobe, Aspen. Like, right. Everyone knows that we're on that circuit.
Yeah. And then the other side of it is a lot of these food festivals are nonprofits, and they do donate, you know, a portion of their proceeds or a good chunk of their proceeds to charities. And there's a charitable angle. And so it's hard. It's a hard thing to parse.
Yeah, it is a lot to unpack. There's a lot of nuance to it. Like I said, though, it really goes back to something that's pretty simple. The business has to make that decision that, hey, is it worth it, right?
Right.
And or the performer. And this is where...
Because, like, you're always going to come out of pocket in that, obviously, in that situation.
To some degree. Or the other side of it, and I think, you know, again, you just told me about the article. I haven't, like, really read through it. But, like, chefs are artists now. The chef is, for some of these, you know, stage shows... They are the comedian. They are the band. You know, they are the public speaker.
Yeah, I think John Currents is quoted in that article saying, like, it's like setting up Bonnaroo and not paying the bands.
Right, you know? except that Bonnaroo probably also has a grilled cheese station somewhere. So, you know, let's not get too crazy. It depends what the chef is doing. If it is a live show, then there should be some sort of compensation for that or not. That's up to the festival as well.
Yeah.
And then that's up to the artist to decide, well, is it worth the PR value?
Well, and then this is a conversation we get into all the time, because when it comes to when we're taking the restaurant part out of it and now we're just talking about a chef personality, well, shoot, there's 200 Top Chef contestants that'll come show up at these festivals. And
why are you blowing up their spot? Why
I'm not blowing up their spot. Okay. I'm just saying that there's plenty of fish in the sea, you know?
Yes, yes. But I hear what you're saying. I mean, we can dive into this. I think this is fine. What you're basically saying is that there are a lot of people, especially if you're new to the game, that are fine for doing their work for a plane ticket somewhere in a hotel
or a cool trip, right? or a great hotel stay, and I mean, massages and everything else you can throw
in. All fairness, these are things that we deal with from time to time as well.
Sure, yeah.
And you know, it what gets complicated is, well, you know, if this band gets paid this and that band gets paid that, here's and when I say bands,
but
I mean
no one
chefs.
Ever knows what people are getting paid, right? It's not
here's the fact.
Favored
you
nations,
know, you do your work. And you come up with a price for your thing.
Yeah.
And if people accept that price, then your work is valued that price. Like, I mean, not to break down basic economy.
Right.
But if your stage show is, you know, hey, free ticket to the show level, then that's why you're doing open mic.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not get paid to do the big tour or whatever it is. So, like, I mean, I just think for chefs, one way to get around this is also, like, do the work, you know.
But isn't it also kind of like, you know, kind of hard sometimes for certain populations to ask for their worth, like to say, you know,
chefs in particular, right?
Right.
So this is what,
because a lot of them come from this background, right, of showing up at festivals for free,
right? And this is where I think the industry, the hospitality industry, can get taken advantage of, because we are the first industry to sort of usually donate, help out, offer food, offer assistance, right? A lot of mm-hmm. times in catastrophes sure. and natural disasters, you see a lot of chefs and restaurant people
yeah.
jumping in.
Cooking,
So listen, it's really, really nuanced, a lot to unpack. Drop us a line in the DMs on the Instagram. Let us know how you feel about it. And, you know, the fact is that every business opportunity is different. So there I am with the hot take that's right in the middle.
And, totally.
But I will say this. Thank goodness for these food festivals. As we recorded yeah. this episode from one,
absolutely.
I'm just coming back from another one.
I think that there are a majority of them that are doing it like the right way, that are doing things really great
and
you know, putting
too.
On great shows.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And those festivals
and that yeah, exactly. That model has matured
yeah.
over the last
and
10 years.
They are giving you the exposure. Chefs are getting the exposure. Yeah. Restaurants are getting the exposure. And I think at the end of the day, it's helping people eat, shop, and cook better food.
And it brought together this amazing breakfast that we had
yeah,
in this episode.
This is true. I mean, when can you be just in a room with four of your top chef, super chef friends, and Antonio LaFaso just comes barreling in ready to order breakfast? But it is kind of stressing me out. This was the episode where I met my match. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, we're going to get right into this. You might not know who's talking, and I don't know. Let's just roll with it.
Yeah, try and play the game. Try and guess who's
Brooke.
Talking. There you go. It's Brooke Williamson, Shirley Chung, Casey Thompson, and eventually Antonio LaFaso, and Jasmine and Richard Blaze. Enjoy. We're at the Newport Beach Wine and Food Festival. We're at the Balboa Bay Resort. This episode is off to an insane start. We're down a microphone. We're up two guests. So the math is working out really well. Casey Thompson is here because, well, she's always around, right?
I think we're just we're like on life support. We're just
like,
making sure she's
okay. You don't
know.
Casey's in every episode. She's just always here. Certainly in spirit.
Eating toast in the
and
awesome.
Antonio LaFaso showed up, but not to be on the podcast, just to eat breakfast.
Just to order some breakfast. Yes.
Which lets you know.
So Brooke, that was her order that she sent you. That was what that text message was. Bacon, eggs, and avocado was an order.
But yeah, she didn't FaceTime it to me, so
it didn't count. It wasn't completed.
This is also, as the host of the podcast, who's paying for breakfast?
I think.
This is on. Okay.
The festival's paying.
Yeah, it's on the festival. Okay.
We
got some. We got a PR nod, so steak
check.
And eggs for me, please.
Caviar.
As that works out.
Caviar omelet for me, please.
All right.
Thank you.
So this is kind of, I didn't know this was going to be the episode, but this is one of the weird events where like everyone's like really friendly and there's like a dozen of us here for a couple of days.
And
just
it's like
hanging
local.
Out.
So it's kind of like a little mini reunion. I mean, even though we're all pretty close. Generally,
Casey flew, but
everybody else is pretty close, and Casey's here enough.
Like, and she's California.
Yeah,
she's up and down.
It's like
coast.
A reunion.
Up and down the coast.
Yeah, Hubert Keller said my dish was the best last night.
It was.
Oh.
Your
that's
dish
amazing.
Was, your dish was the best last night. No that's, offense, Richard. Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's okay. Yeah. He didn't cook.
And then she's leaving. Yeah.
The woman sitting next to me last night didn't break her. Egg yolk, her
right.
mango yolk, because
she
thought it was an egg yolk,
yeah,
and I think it scared her,
yeah.
and she like pushed it off, and I was like, "That's just mango,
yeah.
we'll be okay."
And then what did she do?
Wait,
she got confused and she left.
What? This is too much for me.
That happens.
Yes.
That happens. So,
listen.
Was Antonia's dish the seafood salad?
No.
Okay, got it.
Cavatelli al dente.
What? Was that a critique?
She's not here, so yes, this is a critique. She walked out, tried to do a mic drop.
She didn't have a mic, though.
Antonia did have the best dish last night, and it proves the power of frozen corn.
What?
I swore I knew it was
I thought you liked canned corn.
Great. You were
no,
like,
I do. That's
what
I'm saying.
Corn is real sweet.
This sounds like a knock, but what I'm saying is like some vegetables, peas and corn, I think, when they're flash frozen, tend to be as good, if not better, sometimes.
Does it like break down the structure of like the sugar
possibly.
Content in some way to intensify
it might preserve
yeah.
it
some
right?
of it's like
the
that.
Sugars eventually will break
some
down
some of it's like that yeah. I don't know yeah. I figured you'd
that
be the person
yes yeah. Well I know from dipping many things in liquid nitrogen that there is like a shocking element that like basil is sweeter when it's dipped in liquid nitrogen but not to turn this into some sort of weird chef cooking podcast
right that'd be weird
that was just
we
me taking a
food.
Shot at Antonia who I told by the way I told Embry our youngest
Oh,
that,
I remember.
Antonia, we're riding the same circuit, it seems like. We're seeing each other all over the place. That Antonia is like my biggest rival right now.
What? In what sense?
Like, look, she came. She just blew up the podcast. She ordered breakfast. She left. She's back.
They just tried to tell me that it's 10:59 and that there was no more breakfast. I was like, I got a minute.
Oh. Oh, this is actually, that's a hot topic.
This is a hot topic. No. This 1 minute. Off, actually. I get very upset about this.
Me too. I agree. I always give people 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
5 minutes after.
Easily 5 minutes.
Easily 5 minutes. 100% I agree with that. I just did that training with Ledge Crowd today.
Hey, everyone. Pardon my sidetrack here, Jasmine, but I wanted to take a moment to declare my love for the deep and rich culture of the American deli counter. That's right. Grab a number. A cornerstone of the Western culinary tradition that I think goes underutilized. Every foodie knows that if you want to taste something incredible, look no further than your local deli. And of course, the crown jewel of the deli is the uncompromising quality of Boar's Head, the keeper of this culture for over 100 years. And you know, one of my favorite logos of all time. Just take a ticket and your counter concierge can help you find fresh, flavorful delicacies customized just the way you like it. Thick cut slices of oven gold roast turkey for a tender home style turkey dinner. Ichiban teriyaki chicken slices to top off the perfect ramen bowl. What? There's so much to enjoy. If you're looking to expand your culinary horizon, the deli counter awaits. See for yourself. You'll find a warm smile and a slice of something fabulous. Boar's Head, compromise elsewhere. You guys,
I agree with you.
She's fired up.
Yeah.
Do you guys know who Gary Vaynerchuk is? This was just on a Gary Vaynerchuk episode. It was a big time CEO of like an airline talking about how hospitality, like that whole thing, like it's 1 minute of hospitality. Yeah. So like cut it off.
Yeah.
He's like, we threw everything away. I was like, you put holiday sauce away a minute before you.
You don't. Yeah.
All right. Antonia, by
the
way,
start whisking.
Yeah.
This episode could be Casey's here and Antonia, and Antonia's fired up.
No preface.
You are about to tell the Antonia Embry story. Oh. If you want to continue that.
Antonia, I was just telling the story as you left.
I love that you're wearing an LA hat.
Yeah, they won last night. Yeah.
We should do some medieval jousting or something.
That I was telling the story that I told my youngest that you're my biggest rival.
I don't think that's not the word you used.
My biggest nemesis.
Thank you, Jasmine.
She's been fierce lately.
And then this is our daughter. That's really kind of the serious one.
Yeah, she's very serious and very competitive.
She's 8.
She's 8, but what did she do? She was like one of these.
Kind of like her face got really serious, and then the whole day afterwards, even after you left, she's like, "Why is that girl like your nemesis?" Like she was really asking questions.
Why am I your nemesis?
Because you started cooking really great lately, and you're the one who walked in here and was like, "You Bear Keller said my dish is the best last night." So this is all on you. But you're my sister. You know that. Shirley,
hi.
What's going on?
Hi,
No, what's going on? Hey, hold on. Like,
I think Shirley was live streaming.
Yeah, Shirley.
No, not anymore.
She's
just
scrolling through Instagram.
Yeah.
Either. Same.
No.
Do you have a problem with Do you have a problem with
toast?
Paying attention.
Wow.
She's on. Yeah, she's on.
Well,
I'm trying
to post.
No, I appreciate you
going out.
No, this is more of a serious thing. Like I. Like, do you do the...
that's a great topic, though. Just remind me to tell you something.
To pay attention?
Do you do the whole, like, each week your phone tells you how much you've been on, like, Instagram and stuff and social media?
I don't look at it anymore. Yes.
So you, like, shut it down?
What tells me my son's usage and my usage?
Okay, so what's your usage?
Oh,
hours?
I get out of that screen.
You go, go right to your son's, yeah.
Nice. So you don't even have a number to acknowledge?
Nope.
No one's going to reveal it? Mine has been as high as 8 hours.
What?
On social. But I mean, these are days where I'm on a plane for 4 or 5. So, in all fairness,
that's what you do on the plane.
Sadly, it's a problem. So, thank you for.
I'm gonna check right now. Where is that settings?
Oh, mine pops up weekly.
Pull
it tells
it
you like your weekly numbers.
Yeah, I think you can turn that off. But I think it's probably good for you to see it.
Good for me to see it. And then Instagram, it's like 2 hours. Yesterday, I was 1 hour 57 minutes.
Do you ever look at the breakdown of your phone of what you're spending your time on? Like 50% Instagram is probably
that's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. I can't find it.
What is? So, Antonia, what is I guess we're going to have to share a mic here. So what, besides like looking for, you know, vintage Italian recipes, what are you spending your time on?
FaceTime.
I'm spending my time lately sending really awesome pictures to Brooke that she then... Zoom. I feel like here's the thing. I feel like there's two different kinds of people in the world. Okay. There's pictures that are sent to people on Instagram and regular, and where you just like take it for face value. Like, we don't need to Zoom. We don't need to look at this any deeper than it is. Okay. And this is a long lead. And Brooke is a major Zoomer. So I would like you guys to understand that if you send her any pictures in the near future, nothing is safe. Nothing is safe. She is looking at every corner, every nuance. And in my defense, I was tired last night. We had a long night. We cooked. Okay. I went home. I got into the bathtub and we had been making a joke about baths all night with a story that will never be shared on the podcast. And so I sent her a picture of my toes, or what I thought were just toes.
That picture where your feet are up and you're relaxing. Oh, yes. But do you ever think about the fact that there is a reflective source in front of you? You know,
sure.
The thing that releases the water?
Yes.
It's like a circular mirror, basically.
Totally.
Yes.
Got it.
Oh.
Wow.
I will share this with you.
So I'm going to guess you weren't fully underwater.
Oh, no, I was fully underwater.
She was?
So I woke up.
No bubbles?
I woke up this morning because I like to FaceTime people.
Yes, we've already covered it.
Yeah.
I love that.
She won't answer a text, but she'll FaceTime you in a second.
Okay, so I woke up to this.
I'm not even allowed to see it. This is what, now, for the first time ever.
She sent it to me this morning.
I didn't send it to her.
This is a good lesson for when you send a picture.
Can we be fair? I didn't send it to her. She was sitting next to me when I saw it.
So when Brooke woke up, she rolled over and she showed it to Casey. That's how it went in my head.
Hey, you know Anolon Advanced Cookware has been in the market for over 15 years. There's some new, improved, and exciting additions to this beloved collection now, introducing Anolon Advanced Home. Anolon Advanced Home combines performance with convenience for the ultimate weeknight win. New benefits include the new Infinity Slide nonstick system with optimal nonstick performance, so foods slide out easily night after night, just like how all those boys slide up in your DMs, Jasmine.
What?
Volume marking in saucepans and stockpots. It's available in four different colors. Moonstone.
Love
that's
it.
Amazing. Bronze, yeah. Indigo,
awesome.
And Onyx. Remember the hip-hop band Onyx?
Yeah.
Let the boys be boys. The existing benefits, you know, iconic Anolon Sure Grip handles for an extra comfortable, confident grip. And you know that we got the Anolons up in the house, Jasmine?
I know. I saw them come in.
We've been working them hard, too. Like, they were a podcast sponsor from way back.
They made bacon the other day, and they did amazing.
They've been making the bacon in this house for months and months. Anolon Advanced Home Cookware is new, and there are special deals to celebrate. So listen, celebrate the launch like this. You get $50 off 11-piece sets. Okay, you can shop in-store and online at national retailers like Bed Bath & Beyond and Macy's, or visit Anolon.com. For more information. That's $50 off an 11-piece set. Anolon.com for more information. Because I'm in the room and I have no idea what you're talking about, can you like maybe break it down to people who aren't in the room?
Have you ever seen a picture, like those pictures when people like take a picture of themselves in the bathroom mirror, but there's like a mirror behind them?
You know
them,
when
or
you send people nudies?
Yeah.
That's what she sent me. She was just unaware of it.
It was the reflection through the faucet is what you're seeing. Okay, there it is. Okay.
So yeah. Have some context
in about how
this girl had the Zoom. Let me show you the original picture.
Okay. This was the original picture.
Okay. So now, though.
Brooke.
This
Brooke.
Bitch zooms.
Brooke.
Sorry.
That's like 20x.
It was midnight. Yeah. I was looking at the picture and I saw something a little interesting.
Peachy coloring.
Zoomed in.
A little olive skin coloring that she saw there. Well,
it was a really beautiful,
okay.
It was a really
so,
beautiful expression of the female body. It was gorgeous.
Okay, listen. We could do it anonymously, but not connected to any of us, obviously, here. But I really feel like you need one of those pictures that's like the full picture and then a little zoom and a little zoom more and then the full zoom. I feel like we need a four.
A scroll?
Yes.
Is that your tequila?
Yes.
It does look like my tequila.
So this is a new thing that I didn't. This is not something that I'm aware of. No, you're right. The lesson here is that there are people that are super Zoomers.
Yep.
I'm normally not.
No, I don't think you can say that. I think if you do it once and you share it with someone, then like it means that you're a super Zoomer. So oh no. Yeah.
Well, this just shows you that there are no boundaries between yes. any of us.
And so a lot of Starving for Pod fans now, Antonia, will be sliding up in your DMs. How can they find you? It is Chef Antonia on the Instagram. I'm trying to hook you up with some followers. I'm trying to hook you up with some followers.
Chef Antonia.
Chef Antonia.
You just recently started cooking well.
No. Yeah. Well, I mean, competitively is what I meant.
Competitively well.
Nice.
All right. This is real.
This is good.
Should we start a podcast? No, we haven't started yet.
No, this was the beginning, and the end was the beginning, and we are back to it right now. Antonia, you weren't here. Orange marmalade. Without you weren't here. Orange marmalade.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Look at that. That's one. Two,
I'm the only
three,
one.
Five to one.
Like I'm Swedish and Norwegian. Yeah.
That's
Straight orange marmalade. real quick, hot take on this one. Yesterday, I had lunch at Whole Foods. they're not a sponsor of the pod. Yeah, and never, obviously, now, seemingly.
There's lots of options there.
Look at this. Antonia's breakfast is rolling in. This episode is basically just Antonia's breakfast.
Eggs Benedict.
she told you about the hollandaise.
They had to go back and make hollandaise.
Brooke Williamson.
Send that picture.
Yeah, send that picture. Whole Foods or Trader Joe's?
I can't decide that because I go to Trader Joe's for the turkey jerky, for the couscous, for the snacks.
For the Thai spice cashew nuts.
Ooh. See?
Okay. Oh, so good.
Yeah, yeah. There's a specific cheese that Hudson likes from there. But but I do have to sometimes go to other supermarkets to get other things that I want.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Have you ever been to a Vons?
Not in a few.
Oh, okay. But, yeah. I just want to see how real you keep it.
There
used
to be a Vons across the street from Hudson House, and I used to go there all the time.
Sometimes you gotta go to what's close.
You're like big on the Vons meat section all the time.
I'm big on. Okay. Ooh. I thank you for calling me out in front of my chef, hardcore chef friends here.
I feel like you should be called out.
Thoughts on discounted meat, specifically, if you go to the meat counter at a Vons,
Costco has the best.
Costco, but like it says, like manager special. Expiration date is the yesterday. Day of, and it's steak.
Steak? Sure.
Yeah.
Steak, sure. Why not?
Okay.
What about ground beef?
What about ground beef? Ground beef.
No.
You're cooking it well done. It's in a bolognese or something like that.
No, but it's like oxidized, so it's like oxidized.
You're cooking it in a bolognese.
Yeah, it's going to be well done. Look at that. Whoever's going to get fired up.
But is that oxidized taste?
It's not even so much oxidized. It's like ground beef. The more you touch it, the more opportunity.
The bacteria grows.
Right. But it hasn't been touched. It's in plastic.
But it's been sitting in that environment. Just because.
Like, I'm with you.
I'm with you.
Even at Vons, the ground beef's not just out in like an open air barrel.
but it's not airtight because it's like wrapping plastic. So there's more surfaces to grow.
I think this is a big reveal, though. This is a big reveal for the average cook, though. Like steaks were all like no problem because it really is not going bad on the expiration date.
And then you said,
Shirley, oh, just dry aged. I'll just call it dry aged.
Wet aged.
Yeah, there it is.
Wet aged.
I asked for a screwdriver. They brought me a screwdriver.
30%.
Really?
No.
Oh
that's
exactly like that.
You have.
Brooke's just warming up for our game. It's like vaudeville.
You have been reading the Steve Martin book. Yeah. Assuming. Should we get right into the game?
Let's go to the game.
All right. The whole episode's been a game.
Honestly, anyone can play, and it's actually probably a game that's set up better for more people.
Did you want to talk about real stuff first?
Yeah. Well, this is real stuff. Okay. No, but if you got something you want to get at, is that?
Yeah. There's nothing in my head.
That's real.
You want to talk about your Aviator Nation endorsement, or what do you got going on here? She gets so uncomfortable when you. Last night I talked to you.
Endorsement. I just like the sweatshirt.
That's fine, but I know, like last night I was talking to you about Harvest Fresh or whatever it is. I see in your stories all the time. What is it called?
Daily Harvest.
Daily Harvest.
That's I really just like the smoothies.
That's what I mean. That's why it's real. That's why I want to eat them because of your story. I'm being honest. Like, it works. Like, I saw you with, what is it again? I'm sorry. Daily Harvest. Like, I want to eat those smoothies.
You know those smoothies that contain a bunch of different, they're like frozen whole ingredients, like avocado. And,
like in a cup. Yeah,
in a cup. Right. And then you throw the whole cup into the blender. Did you say not gross? With the cup, but you throw the contents of the cup into the blender and you add like coconut water or something. And then you blend it, you put it back into the cup and it has a lid and it's like self-contained. You can put it, you take it with you and there's your meal right there.
Mm. Okay, well, this will be a serious So, okay, then I pose this to the group. Before we get into the serious game, here's a real thing. That's kind of getting into bowl culture now, right? Everything's a bowl. How do you feel about that? Like, everything's a bowl.
Put
like,
all your food in a bowl.
Every restaurant, like even my restaurants, like you have a bowl, a healthy bowl protein option. It's just four vegetables in a bowl with a beautiful dressing on it. Yeah, you're not down with bowl culture. You're down with it.
I like to eat it. I don't make it.
Right.
Yeah,
got
but
it.
I also feel like they could be on a plate and it'd be fine.
Yeah,
it doesn't need to be. It's a. I feel like it's a marketing thing, right? Like it's a fad.
It's easier to hold down to or something.
It's just a way of combining multiple.
What if it's just like a we're just on a road to all of our food just being served like that?
But there's been around for a long time. Mm. Like I feel like Asian always eat like everything in the bowl.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I feel like that's the slippery slope.
I don't think
saw this like explosion of poke bowl.
And like acai bowl.
In a bowl.
Right. Poke bowl, acai bowl. Now it's, you know, grain quinoa bowl. And Jasmine raises a good point. Is presentation dead because of this sort of stuff? Like, are we done presenting food?
I actually think they're very visually appealing.
Because it looks like bibimbap.
If they're done right.
Yeah.
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 I don't know. Best dish last night, maybe not the most visual. That cavatelli is a prime example of the fact that maybe we're moving away from.
What?
She doesn't know whether she should be offended or.
No, she knows that it's a compliment.
Flattered.
She's having a full course.
She's not even in.
She's got a side of fruit.
Antonia got a good breakfast. We just got you guys toast. Sorry.
Okay,
and I'm holding a mic, so I can't even butter my own toast.
I know. Casey, we need more butter.
Casey, gonna get more toast?
Hey, listen, this ad's about Native deodorant, which we're a fan of. It's just straight up. What? I mean, that's just, you got to call it what it is.
Yeah.
We need some more deodorant up in this house.
So's our 11-year-old. Loves it.
Does she really?
Creeps into my drawer in the morning and uses it. Yes.
That's unbelievable. I'm glad that she's made
the
switch.
She loves
the
smell. She actually should do this ad because the other day around 5 p.m.,
yeah.
She came up to me and she's like, I know this deodorant's good because I can still smell the coconut.
Mm. Oh, so you guys are a fan of the coconut. You know I'm a fan of the mint and eucalyptus. And you know what's kind of amazing? I'm just saying that. So our 11-year-old, she's not even going to know what unnatural deodorants are because she's starting her deodorant world
with the best.
With Native natural deodorants. Comes in a wide variety of enticing scents for men and women and kids. Plus, they're releasing limited edition seasonal scents. What? Throughout the year. They offer unscented formula as well if you're that crunchy. And baking soda free formula for those with sensitivities. Are you one of those people with sensitivities?
No.
No?
I just, sensitive to the health benefits of Native.
And you're the coconut and vanilla fan.
I am.
I am the eucalyptus and mint fan. I have not tried lavender and rose, but I feel like I would smell a little grandmotherly.
A little, yeah.
I think
that's probably not aimed at you, but maybe.
But I will say, I mean, we have plenty of podcast sponsors. We love them all, but I go pretty hard on my Native eucalyptus and mint. And here's the deal we got for you. 20% off your first purchase, nativedeodorant.com. Use the promo code STARVING. It's 20% off your first purchase. Use the promo code STARVING. That's a pretty big deal. Jasmine, I'm going to actually use our...
I know. I was just thinking that.
Were you? Okay.
Maybe we should just order our own.
That's how much we love Native. Again, guys, listen, you can get 20% off your first purchase. NativeDeodorant.com. Code STARVING.
The advanced specialists at the Center for Innovative GYN Care developed groundbreaking minimally invasive techniques to treat fibroids, endometriosis, and other GYN conditions. In response to growing concerns over the coronavirus, CIGC now offers e-visits. We know GYN conditions don't stop affecting your life. CIGC wants to be here for you as you seek options to find relief from debilitating gynecologic symptoms such as abnormal bleeding and pelvic pain. With telemedicine options now available, book a consultation at InnovativeGYN.com or call 888-SURGERY. That's InnovativeGYN.com or 888-SURGERY.
At American University, we don't just hope for change, we create it. We don't just dream of a better world, we make it a reality. With a graduate degree from AU, you'll access expert faculty and connections throughout DC to develop skills and experience to turn your passion into purpose. And that purpose can make all the difference in your career. Discover the difference a degree makes at american.edu/grad school.
You're listening to Starving for Attention with Richard Blaze.
Okay, here we go. We're going to get into the fun part of the game. Wait a the fun second. Game.
This has all been fun.
Yeah, that's true. It's all been fun.
We haven't really gotten to the hard-hitting journalism yet.
No, we have not, which rarely we ever do. We ever get to. This game is called Shirley.
What?
It's me.
What?
The game is called Shirley, It's Me.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to ask.
Can give more direction.
Okay. What? Casey,
it's not just for you.
Yeah.
Well, what
now,
do you do?
Here's the thing. Casey and Antonia can play, but we only have a couple of mics.
So unhinge your
maybe,
mic there.
Maybe hold your mic.
Because you might have to pass it.
You might have to pass it. So.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Don't
I want, we're looking for hot takes, not hot cakes.
So the first one to kind of like ring in and be like, sure, yeah. Don't hit the table. Like
yeah, don't hit
surely
the table.
Surely it's me. Then
right?
You get to answer why it's you.
So get it?
About these certain situations.
I'm going to raise a topic. And if it's.
Are we good? So we'll go with the first one to raise their hand. So if I were to say, like, who made the biggest fool of themselves last night?
Brooke.
So.
Yeah.
The game is not Shirley, it's Brooke.
although.
Yes.
Surely.
To clarify, you sent it to me.
Did you send that one back to her, the Zoom?
Yeah. Fair enough. Here we go.
She said, who is that in the bathtub?
Oh, my God.
And I said, scroll up. It's you.
Oh.
This is great.
Inside Newport Beach Wine and Food Festival. The game is called Shirley, It's Me. Here it is. The first thing, who's more likely to drink boba tea? Go for it. Shirley.
No, it's not me. It's no. Brooke. 100% it's Brooke.
She, like, makes boba at home.
Yeah, she makes boba.
Shirley.
And
Shirley, it's me.
Oh, Shirley, it's me. I get it now.
Good.
Usually it just takes
but,
one.
Yeah, she comes to my restaurant not to eat, but buy boba drinks. That's her.
Okay, wait, I have a question. You make your own boba at home.
She does.
I mean, I don't what make does, it from scratch.
No, yeah, I understand. I totally assume that. But what does it look, what is it before it's boba? Like,
tapioca
this is a very simple question. I am not a chef.
Tapioca pearls, or they're just hard.
Pearls. And they're black?
Yeah,
they're black. Well,
yeah.
You're
brown.
Getting to make
you
them black or brown.
Make
multiple colors. There's like a funfetti package where it's all different colors.
Cool.
There's like clear ones and pink ones and blue ones. But I
Shirley is
I actually
me,
prefer
me too.
The black
I have
ones.
Boba shop. I,
okay.
Any of I like jelly.
By taste.
But and texture.
Oh, yeah, nice. They're softer.
Yeah.
So Shirley, it's Brooke. You drink boba tea. Second question, ears up, chefs. Which is, by the way, what I say to my our youth soccer team.
So, yeah,
just to be clear,
to
the energy that we have here.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Very similar.
12-year-old
right?
soccer players.
Who's more likely? Who's more likely to wear the logoed chef coat from an event after the event? After the event, who's gonna rock the Newport Beach Wine and Food Festival chef jacket?
I don't even wear hair.
Shirley, it's Shirley.
Yes, why is it me?
I saw that side eye.
I saw it.
Because Antonia has her own line of chef coats.
Right, Chefletics.
So Antonia, if you get a chef coat from an event, you just don't wear it. You don't take it. You don't take it. You don't take
it.
Or...
And then I give them to my mom, and my mom hangs up.
Oh, me too.
Oh,
I give it to my mom. My mom actually will wear them.
I mail mine to
my mom wear
fans.
Them.
Yeah, we've done that too.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's smart.
Go.
Yeah.
But you, Shirley, let's be honest. You've worn another event, a coat from an event previous?
No.
What about the apron? What about
I'm going to
really,
jump on the...
I have chef coat.
What about the apron?
Yeah.
All right.
What about the
apron?
What about the
apron?
Yeah, what about the apron?
Who's likely to wear the logo?
Yeah, Shirley is me.
Okay.
Yes. Because I just wear... and Casey wears my logo. Casey wore Miss She's logo all the time.
Another event and took an apron, and when I put it on, it said Miss She on it.
And I was like, whoops. Like, the only one I bought. So I was repping Mischief.
Yeah. Now it's a thing. Yeah. Now it's a thing. I'll jump on the paring knife here as well and say that I will wear the chef coat from another event. But I got a hack for you. Stickers. You just put a Supreme sticker over whatever the logo is.
Don't do that.
No.
You guys don't know Supreme?
Okay. Too hipster for us.
Yeah. He puts stickers on like his suitcase and stuff.
Yeah, I put a sticker, like a skateboard sticker. And then it's like,
don't put a sticker on yourself.
No, I got it.
Okay, this is it.
I have issues with people who do skateboarding things that don't skateboard.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. It's a valid concern.
Don't do it. All this woman tell you, don't do it.
Everyone in the
yeah, no.
There we go. There you go. No, someone out there is like, word, though, I do that too.
I used to date skateboarders.
Right, okay.
Hardcore skateboarders.
Right.
Wait, but Tony Hawk?
Me too. In seventh grade, yeah.
They skateboarders.
Don't you think? Wait, don't you think that's what's missing in chef culture is the fact that like
skateboarders?
No, there's skateboard culture, hip hop culture. Like we're missing a little bit of the cultural sort of element that is there with skateboarding, snowboarding, hip hop.
Who's missing it? Chefs?
I feel like the
chefs
world is missing it.
Oh.
I feel like the chef culture?
I miss that skateboarder haircut. You guys remember that? Like the long, like with the shave underneath.
Mm-hmm. You mean Brooke's haircut? Right.
Hudson has it a little bit.
Yeah, he's
got it a little bit right. now, too.
So clearly, the ladies like skateboarders, but not so much skateboarder culture, maybe? Okay, here we go. Next one. Who is more likely to get stopped by TSA for a cooler full of liquids and gels?
Liquid gels? You?
That happened to me 2 days ago.
Oh, so.
Oh, hey.
Surely.
Oh, not liquids. Sorry, not liquids. No.
Surely it's Brooke. What did you, what's your latest
TSA?
No,
Shirley's Richard.
Oh, surely it's me.
Yeah, it's Shirley's Richard.
Yes. Yeah. I travel with 19 miscellaneous white powders. It's well documented that I spent a lot of time in a side room at TSA getting pat downs.
What did you get stopped for?
Brooke, there was a bag of lime salt, and they didn't believe it was salt because it like was all sorts of colors. But also,
I will snort this right now.
You snort
totally fine. But I think
it's going to be super acidic. But I'll do it.
The bigger issue I think was the bag that was labeled bling, and it was Pop Rocks coated in white chocolate, coated in 24 karat gold.
Right.
They asked me what it was, and I told them what
it's
it was,
bling.
And she looked at me like I was insane.
Yeah, that's
and then
reasonable.
She pulled it out of the bag and started putting drops all over it. And
like little did you know, bling is like a new term for Molly, and that's why.
Is it?
Oh wow. Surely.
Yeah.
Wow. But then there was a frozen bag that said tomato sauce, and she was like, "I know what that says. You can go ahead with that one."
Right.
So she didn't cut that one open.
I got stopped for 60 pounds of masa.
So wait,
nice. Why?
Individually packed in one.
Where?
Box.
Yeah.
Big 60 pound like thing of masa that I had like in a carry on.
Were you
what
coming
kind
back?
Of carry on
fit that? Yeah, I was bringing masa to Mexico.
Next.
Fair enough. Okay, here we go. Who is more likely to live stream their demo? To live stream their demo.
You.
Not me.
Shirley
I don't do
is
live
Richard.
Stuff.
Although you've been live, Shirley's been live streaming the whole time we've been
no,
in here.
No, I did that.
You,
it was
Shirley,
Instagram live.
You just
right?
made
well,
eye contact
it
with me.
Wasn't live.
No.
Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
I don't do live. She
okay.
does. Surely,
I've never done a live.
I've never done
do
live. I do stories.
No, I don't. Yeah, I mean,
I accidentally did a live with
Kazuji
because I said this wrong thing. But
all right, so this is a punt. This is a no punt. One's.
Oh, she's going live right now.
I think
Shirley's
we should do it. Brooke,
Brooke,
yeah.
Brooke is going live right now.
I think Brooke's dominating the social media game here at this table. I think she's the one who puts up the most stories. Right? Don't you think?
More than Richard.
Super zoom.
Zooming.
Super zoom. Yeah. Super zoom
of like things that are meaningful.
Do not super zoom.
don't super zoom.
I'm gonna go live.
All right.
Should I go live?
Yeah, we're going live. Here we go. We're live streaming.
You don't have to wait for the going live. You could just talk.
Oh, I don't know if
it'll happen.
Oh,
all right.
We are live.
Hey. Richard, you don't have to wait for the live.
Listen.
Did you see him? All right.
All right, guys, listen, the NFL is heading into week 7. You know we're working with betonline.ag, and it's time for you to take advantage of what we got going on here, right? You got to join me and Jasmine each and every week, and then you can get your 50% sign-up bonus, which is kind of amazing. You can join the conversation on hashtag Sportsnet Challenge over on the Twitter. You can find out how the rankings are going on www.podcastsportsnet.com. And listen,
how are you doing on your picks so far?
You know what? I got to go back and look.
Do you have a season record?
You know what? We got to pull up my season record. Yeah. The last 2 weeks, I think, have been kind of rough for me.
All right.
But I know that we won 1 or 2 weeks, so that works. But listen, we're going to do our 5 picks. And if you can win a $500 reward, if you want to follow our picks, and at the end of the season, $5,000 charity contest is happening. Go over to Twitter, hashtag Sportsnet Challenge. Here are my picks for this week as we go up against all the big Podcast One hosts. I'm taking the Arizona Cardinals over the New York Giants. Again, these are just pick-ems. Cardinals are just scoring a bunch of points. I got them all over my fantasy team. My lock of the week is going to be the Buffalo Bills over the Miami Dolphins, who have still not won a game. That's going to be 28-10. I'm calling the score right there. Buffalo was on a bye. They're going to come in super fresh. I'm taking the Green Bay Packers over Oakland in Lambeau Field. The San Francisco 49ers, Jasmine, they're undefeated. They're undefeated.
Amazing.
And I'm going to take them over the Washington Redskins, who just barely won their first game this past week. And then here's probably my crazy pick of the week, the Cincinnati Bengals, because I just love Tigers. And I love those striped hats over the Jacksonville Jaguars. And that's going to be the Cincinnati Bengals' first win of the year.
Wow.
I am a true pundit if that happens.
Wow.
By the way, did you see the Memphis Tigers football team?
No.
They now wear black and white like Bengals helmets. Just dope.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it was just
it's a reasonable call.
Like,
I get it.
Yeah, they're Tigers. It makes a lot of sense. Here we go.
Can you explain what we're doing?
Yes. Okay, so we're here. This is Starving for Attention. The Richard Blaze podcast episode. Jasmine Blaze is here. Casey, Shirley, Brooke, and Antonia.
I thought that was a lighter.
We're at the Newport Beach Wine and Food Festival. We're playing a game on the podcast. It's called Shirley, It's Me.
Shirley, It's Me.
The next one is, who's most likely to try a glow-in-the-dark boxing class?
What?
Glow-in-the-dark.
Antonia. Shirley is Antonia.
Shirley is
Glow-in-the-dark boxing, glow.
Yes.
See, Antonia. Yeah.
She was hesitant at first.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like almost, she was almost defensive at first.
Yeah, she was she was offended.
I thought you were going to say
Yeah, yeah. It was me. Now the question is, Antonia, have you done a glow in the dark boxing course?
No, but I did. Have you ever done Barry's boot camp? That's pretty much glowing in the dark.
I think
the most dangerous thing in the world. The whole room is black and it's like run at like airplane takeoff speeds on the treadmill. You know what I mean? In the dark, I have seen so many people like fall over.
Oh my God.
I'm like, this is more dangerous. Everyone's like, oh, CrossFit's dangerous. I was like, running on a treadmill in the dark.
Dangerous.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In like a low lit room, definitely. I'm super jealous. I want to do the boxing course.
I
want
to do this. I asked you to go to boxing with me, and you said no.
Well, now we're right here on Brooke's live stream.
And I've stopped talking because I'm videoing.
I'm in a real life marital discussion. I want to do it. Can we do it?
I asked you, and you were like,
you guys, we have lots of watchers right now.
I know. Here we go. Lots of people. Are they asking any questions?
Yeah. Do you guys have any questions?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
here we go.
Yeah, where is Brooke?
she's here.
Okay. There she is.
What's up, Brooke?
There she is.
We are on Brooke's page. And
it wasn't even
happening.
It said, "Where's Brooke? Disappointed."
They wanted to see you.
I appreciate
those are your
here
fans.
She is. Yeah. And who is that? Nice. Who did we disappoint?
Somebody asked to
Clemens.
Join.
Clemens, you're back. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Give it to someone else. Give someone else to run it. Okay, last one. Next one. Who is most likely to eat cricket tacos? Cricket tacos.
Oh,
no.
Shirley.
No, I don't do bugs. I ate that.
Yeah, tell a story.
Okay.
Temporado.
Let me tell a quick story about your finale, y'all's finale in Mexico.
Some Top Chef BTS.
So here we are in Mexico, and the car that they decided to put us in was like this tiny little compact four-door bullshit car. And we're like, it's myself and Shirley in the middle, and then Katsuji. And we go shopping, and when we go shop, we had extra money. And so they're like, oh, yeah, there's canned fish. There's all this canned fish. And I'm like, oh, God.
Right,
like,
Casey walked over to me and said, can I join your team?
Well, you were buying them sandwiches. And I was like, can I
prosciutto sandwiches? So everybody, canned fish
is Spanish canned fish. You're like the best. No, that's good.
Yeah.
So, no. Everybody stop.
Real baby you.
It's Mexico. Oh, it's 100 degrees. Going? We're in a compact car. It's you and Katsuji. And there was no forks and no napkins. So they were sticking their fingers in this fish tin and like...
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh, wait. With the sound effect, too.
Okay.
The whole time, I have my head out the window, and we're in Mexico. There's traffic, and I'm just like, don't care if I die of just fuel exhaust.
Beheading.
Like,
right.
I don't care.
Casey, but somebody said, let's just skip to caviar Pringles and edibles.
Yes. There we go.
Caviar Pringles and edibles.
So, I have a similar story, kind of. We were just at Kabu a couple weekends ago with Antonia.
Saw that.
And she cooked an amazing. I don't know what she's doing. She's taking Tums after that hollandaise. It's a digestible.
It's good. It's like an Amaro.
It's like just in a pill form. So we're at Antonia's demo, and she cooked some amazing pasta, and then she came out to the edge of the stage and was like, She's like, do you guys want to taste it? And gave the plate to the crowd, right? And she gave some spoons to the crowd, but it quickly devolved into just people's fingers pulling pasta. Yes,
at Kabu.
Cameron was there, and I was like, "Watch out for the lawsuit! Like, here it comes!" Because people fingers.
Hold on. Hands are gotta do this. Okay, so then I got a quick travel sidebar for you. Then, okay. What is the weirdest thing you have used while on the road as a utensil? You check into the hotel, besides fingers. Besides fingers. Even though God gave them to you, they're the best tools. I'll go first, if anyone could top me. Weirdest thing I've used to eat food in a hotel on travel is the back end of a toothbrush.
Why? I didn't even bring you utensils.
What?
Right. Yes.
Right. Yes. Okay. And okay. Yes. Two toothbrushes make chopsticks.
Chopsticks.
Yes.
Wait, I've seen you do that with a salad.
Wait, but this is very angry. Yeah.
Wait, isn't there a politician that did that with a comb?
Oh, that was.
Ew.
Klobuchar.
Nose tweezers.
Klobuchar. What
first
else?
First of all, somebody said nose tweezers.
What are nose tweezers?
No, wait. First of all, respect. Respect on nose. On tweezers,
but also aren't nose tweezers just tweezers?
Right, they're tweezers, but you pluck out hairs in your nose.
Who plucks nose hair?
Men.
Is it a men thing?
I have nose hair. First of all, Shirley, we all have nose hair.
Yes, but
technically,
to pull it with a tweezer.
Yeah, but if you wash it off, hey, whoever said that, respect tweezers, respect. No one else has done that. I feel like a freak now. I'm the only one who's used a toothbrush.
Oh yeah.
You kind
straws.
Of are.
No.
Straws.
Straws are a good call. Yeah. To use as a utensil if you're in a hotel,
it's
you're in a travel situation.
Room key?
Room key. Oh, room key. It's too many.
You can wash it.
I like the room key, though. That's a good shot. Okay, that's a sidebar.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about just your mouth?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to do this one. Back to Shirley. It's me. Who is most likely to eat a plant-based burger over a regular burger?
Richard Blaze.
Listen.
So keto right now?
I am going to take this one, and this is Jasmine Blaze.
Jasmine.
100%.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
This Burger King now has the Impossible Whopper.
The Impossible Whopper.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's all good, right? We know that it's good for.
Yeah.
And what is your fan base saying as far as plant-based meats? They're like,
They're not there yet. They're still talking about.
Is Clemens still upset?
I will say,
listen.
I think it's a good stock buy. I'll put that out there.
I'm also losing viewers right now.
It's all right.
Just like the podcast, it's fine.
There's a stock tip from Jasmine. Invest. As always, a big thank you for listening to the show. We'd like to ask a small but very important favor to you. It'll only take a few minutes, and if you're one of the first people to do it, Podcast One will make it worth your time, literally. We need you to complete a short survey because the information you give us can help make things better for the show and you as a listener. Just go to podcastone.com/survey, and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastone.com/survey. The first 250 people who complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com, and two grand prize winners will be selected at random to get a $100 Amazon gift card. How about that? It's pretty amazing. free money, and it's a win-win for everyone. That's what win-win means. Our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us cater to the needs of you as a listener. So please go to podcastone.com/survey, answer some questions, and potentially make some money along the way. Thank you for being a dedicated and loyal listener. Okay, last one, and the most important one, probably especially for your people who are live streaming as well. Who's the most likely to compete on Top Chef again?
Oh, dun. Casey Thompson. Surely it's Casey Thompson. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, she's a super zoomer.
She's online,
surely.
No, a call,
it's Casey.
Paused.
It's Casey Thompson. Surely it's Casey Thompson.
Don't me.
Doesn't look like anyone's going to do it.
Somebody said, Casey, Shirley, yes. Brooke, first of all,
you don't know me.
Yeah.
What?
And whoever that guy is over there. Hey, wow. Thanks a lot, Brooke Williamson fans.
Yeah,
thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you soon.
Okay.
What a fun game of Shirley, it's me.
I can't believe no one's copping to the Top Chef one, huh?
No. Well, because everyone knows that they might. Someone's probably doing that somewhere right now. Someone's probably running around a studio right now. What?
Yeah, they're
right now. Yes. Here we go. End of the podcast. I guess we can do it. It's going to break the whole vibe. But we do the 86 thing. You know, we do the 86 thing. Who wants to 86 something on this episode? Something you want to get rid of? It could be personal or not. It could be serious or not. right? It, yeah. Super Zoom. Friends who super Zoom could be an answer.
Listen, some bubbles in the tub would have solved that whole thing.
Yeah, usually I'm surprised that it's usually
bubbles are not really good for your vagina.
Right.
Oh, really? I feel like once every like 20 years you'd be okay.
I can't wait to put the timestamp. I can't wait to put the timestamp in this episode. That's at 50 minutes and 23 seconds. Bubbles in vagina. No,
what about
I mean,
salt?
Right.
Bath salts are great. Bubbles in the vagina, not good.
Huh. Wait, because it's soap?
It just messes with the pH.
Is it specifically bubbles or is it soap?
Well, because what it takes to make bubbles, like the chemical it takes to make bubbles, is not good for vaginas. Are very like sensitive.
They are.
Hold on.
Breaking news.
I'm gonna get it.
They're also considered a hostile environment because of the pH.
Clear.
Your
we also know
a hostile environment.
It's being coined as like a hostile environment. Like,
I will agree to the hostile environment.
bubbles,
what are we 86ing? Shirley, Brooke, Casey.
Orange marmalade.
Orange marmalade.
Cease in the jam.
Very, very sad, but we're 86ing orange marmalade because it's bitter. What is it?
Seeds in the jam.
Seeds in the jam. Way to be creative, team.
Sorry.
Way to come up with two original 86.
I feel like passion fruit seeds in jam would be great.
No, it's not. It's no. You are your passion fruit seeds. It tastes like shell. Remember?
No. It does kind of taste like eggshell.
Anyway.
Eggshell. I get that.
Yeah, it is.
I used it in like a ceviche and the who said that? Somebody said it. They felt like they got a shell because they bit down on a seed.
Yeah. Mm, okay.
Yeah, see?
I get that.
Casey, Antonia, we 86 in anything?
No, I feel confident.
All right. I rarely.
No regrets.
Jasmine?
No, we're good.
I'm rare that I 86 anything because, you know, I'm on the show. You know, I'm going to take this moment to totally change the gravitas of this show. As I've earlier, we opened with like Antonia and I going at each other's throats.
Is that what you said? Did you say that because you started it?
No, but.
He said
And I'm saying this is from my own personality, but I would like to 86, especially coming off a weekend where in certain competitions, yes. 86, the idea of competition amongst chefs who are clearly friends. And, you know, as we learned, perhaps not to get serious and sad, but, you know, we were Antonia, we were at a funeral this past weekend and like it should be about love and friendship and support and not competition. That's my 86 of the day. Thank you, everyone who joined this episode.
You just shut us all
up. Brooke, Shirley, Casey, Antonia, Jasmine Blaze, thank you to our hosts at the Newport Beach Wine and Food Festival. Thank you to Balboa Bay Resort. And until next week, stay hungry.
Thanks for listening to Starving for Attention with Richard Blaze. Download new episodes every Tuesday on the Podcast One app, Apple Podcasts, or PodcastOne.com.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this off the wall, fly on the wall, crazy podcast episode. Thank you to our sponsors who make it all possible, to betonline.ag, to Boar's Head, to Native Deodorant. And until next week, stay hungry.
At American University, we don't just hope for change. We create it. We don't just dream of a better world. We make it a reality. With a graduate degree from AU, you'll access expert faculty and connections throughout D.C. to develop skills and experience to turn your passion into purpose. And that purpose can make all the difference in your career. Discover the difference a degree makes at american.edu/grad school.